Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guest today is an Iowa native who now calls the Twin Cities home, where his catchy blend of original acoustic rock has gathered a devoted following. His latest album is called Davenport, Iowa. Please welcome Doug Collins and the Receptionists.
Standing like a soldier, talking like you're older. Thousand things used to go by when you walk, when you talk. Now the breath of your reflection, all it gives me is a cough. One, two, three, four. For the rest of my life.
Thanks, everybody.
There are some bands on Java Blend where you know from the very first song they're going to be a ball of fire the whole hour. And
I hope you're talking about us.
Yes.
Other bands do that except for you guys.
Doug Collins and the Receptionists on our stage for the very first time. Doug Collins, welcome. Why did it take you so long to get to our stage? We're delighted to have you.
That's a very good question. I was going to ask you the same thing. So
we'll blame it on our staff.
Exactly. Why not? I'll blame it on Charlie over here. So
okay. Introduce your band.
I would love to. This is a native-born from Dubuque, Charlie Varley.
Hi, Charlie Varley.
Charlie Varley. Let's give it up for Charlie Varley, everybody.
Thank you.
He's the pinup in the band, ladies and gentlemen. All the way from Austin, Minnesota, Mr. Billy Dankert.
Billy Dankert.
On drums.
All right.
He's also the looker of the group. Kevin and I are not. Kevin Cleaver, ladies and gentlemen, on guitar.
Kevin Cleaver.
From Eldridge, Iowa.
So three Iowans and one...
Minnesotan. But he has relatives in Charles City, he said, so okay. He's kind of...
deceased.
He's got a little bit of Hawkeye in him, so...
All right, here we go. So you just put out a new album, Davenport, Iowa.
Uh-huh.
We're going to hear that title track a little bit later in the hour. What did we just hear there opening up?
That was an old, really old one of ours called Breath of Your Reflection. I wrote that in Iowa City back in blah, 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 years ago.
Uh-huh. How did Minnesota pull you away from us? I just
don't
understand.
Well, I had moved out and was living on the East Coast, and I wanted to get back to the Midwest.
And you bought the wrong plane ticket?
I did. And I didn't get a return flight for 18 months. So And I wanted to get back to the Midwest, and I wasn't sure if it was going to be Chicago or Minneapolis. And so the band The Replacements was from Minneapolis. So I thought, well, why don't I go there? 20 blah, blah, blah years later, here we are.
All right, we're glad you are. Your band is The Receptionists, and we'll find out later that actually being a receptionist is a real part of your life.
Yeah, that's we don't need to talk about that.
Okay, back to music. That's what most of this hour is all about. A little bit of tomfoolery.
Right.
Doug Foolery. Take us back to music. Doug Collins and The Receptionists on Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1.
We were just talking. I swear we were just talking. When we were just talking, well, her hand was on my knee. Practically a stranger. I didn't see the danger when she leaned over and said to me, do you want your hands on the strands of ecstasy? Do you want to roll with the light right across that floor? Do you know what I want? If you do, then you got to grab it for it walks right out that door. So we sat there drinking, while I sat there thinking, ignoring that sinking feeling that was near. I wanted to be so good, like I knew that I could. When I leaned over, I said in her ear, yes, I want my hands on the strands. Yes, I wanna roll with the light right across that floor. Yes, I know what I want. Yes, I do. So I got to grab it for it walks right out that door. No, it never seemed real to me, but I apologize. Confession, I'm saying this directly to you from me. We were just talking. I swear we were just talking. Come on now, baby. Oh, please don't leave. I didn't put my hands on the strands.
Hey, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
We should do more gigs when I have more relatives here. I like this a lot.
We should get a big bus. Take them around with us.
All right, this is a new one of ours. You know, we all have long-term relationships, and sometimes, you know, something changes, and this is like kind of like... You notice, yeah, Bill's already laughing. All right.
Been there.
All right, this is called Change the Sheets. You change the sheets right above the bed. They're right there on the floor. Does it mean something more than you said? You change the sheets and this room's a mess. What happened here
can you tell me, my dear, or do I have to guess? You got a familiar look on your face. I know I've seen it before, but it's something you can't trace. You changed the sheets. Oh, I have seen. What does this sudden change in your cleanly reins really mean? Why, oh, why'd you change the sheets?
This is one of our last records, and this is actually how apropos, how we're feeling today. This is called Lucky. Twice as lucky right now, so thank you. So yeah, I could tell you some funny story about growing up in Iowa, but it was all serious when I was growing up. My parents are in the audience. I could get in a lot of trouble.
Maybe we should tell your parents some stories about you that you've told us.
Well, we're about ready for the next song, ladies and gentlemen. I feel bad because whenever I see anyone that's out of state, when I'm in Minneapolis, any Hawkeye thing, I'm always just like, oh my God, that's so great. Look, the Hawks. And then when I come down here, I forget. And then I just like, man, everyone down here loves the Hawkeyes. Just like, know your state, Doug. Know your state. All right. This is one of our last record. And, this is the Catholic song. It's called I Guess I Was Wrong. Thought dreams could come true. Never thought that the bad ones could too, but I guess I was wrong. Guess I was wrong. Maybe it was a mistake. Ever thinking I could feel this much ache, but I guess I was wrong. I guess I was wrong. After all this time, what a big surprise. Things could last for an eternity, but I guess I was wrong. I guess I was wrong. Thing I'm gonna say, never thought that you'd go away, and I guess I was wrong.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in
I'm
studio.
I'm Karen Impala, and we've got live music from The Pond.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Today, for the first time on our stage, Doug Collins and the Receptionists. This edition also titled Doug Collins Family Get Together.
And it's great. We'll get an Hy-Vee chicken later.
We didn't know this was part of the deal when we signed the contract, that we would be hosting so many of your family members here. Clap if you are part of Doug Collins or the band's Gene Pool, please.
As I said for the last song, thank you, Catholics.
Well, you barely need to sing on tune because they'll clap either way, won't they?
This time.
All right. Doug Collins and the Receptionists have a new album out. It's called Davenport, Iowa. We'll be hearing that tune, that title track, coming up in just a moment. But it's really a pleasure to have all of you. Doug Collins, Kevin Cleaver, Charlie Varley and Billy Dankert. Three out of the four are Iowans. The other one is vying to become an Iowan.
He's taking the test.
He's taking the test after this show.
I've tried twice.
I know. But I always say it's our liberties we prize and our rights we maintain. Yeah.
I hope the third time will be the charm.
All right. Let's go back to music. I understand the next one, a song you wrote for your son or about your son.
Yes. My son was leaving home, and I was just starting to write again, and I was thinking about, you know, him leaving, and, you know, it was a sad time.
Leaving home. He's an adult?
He's in college.
Okay,
so,
good.
Which makes me officially
It wasn't
old.
Like he was 10 years old and saying,
no,
see
and
you
then
later,
I said,
Dad.
See you later, kid. It's tough life out there. Enjoy. No, so he was leaving for college, and it was sad, so I was writing it, and I was just like, well, I don't want to write it. I wanted a name for it, but it's just like I couldn't say his name in it, because it's just like he would be, like, super embarrassed. So I was just like, I thought make it for a girl, so then it'll be like, it'll sound a little different. And then so I was just like, I need a two-syllable name. What is it? So I called my son's name. It's Jack. I said, hey, Jack. Hey, Jackie, get over here. And I was just like, ding.
Jackie
it is. And then after I played it for him, and Charlie has a son named Jack as well. And of course, I played for him, and him and I, big softies, were bawling. And my son came up and just like patted this on the head. It's just like, yeah, that was nice. Thanks.
My son, Jack, is also leaving for college this year. So we get to revisit this song.
All right, great.
So
if Chuck and I just start bawling, it's not you guys. I swear to God. But so once again, this is Song Jackie. Jackie, so you're leaving. Your bags are packed and by the door. I know you're old enough to be going, but it's not easy, that's for sure. Jackie, quit your looking out the window if you please. Things will be here before you know it. Just you wait and see. All you had here are wishes and tears, so I know why you're going away. I wish I could try to look you in the eye and beg you to please stay. Oh, Jackie, your ride is waiting. That car horn's beeping like a bird. The hat is the saddest song I have ever a lot. And Jack, if you're listening, I hope that wasn't too embarrassing for you. But so, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last, this is a title track off our last record. You know, I'm very proud Iowa boy, I have to admit. And, oh yeah, oh, great, I got cousins coming up front. They really want to hear this story. But anyway, so I wrote a song about, you know, we all go through difficult times in our life. And, you know, I'm very lucky that I know I have some place to go back to. And this is what this song is all about. This is called Davenport, Iowa.
Well,
Well, I'm packing my bag. Maybe even two. Yes, I'm packing my bag. 'Cause I'm leaving you. Where I'm going, well, it might surprise you. I'm going back home to Davenport, Iowa. But I know I swore I'd never go back there. But I'm so broken down, I'm so broken down. I don't even care. And this pain sure can drive you all the way back home to Davenport, Iowa. Guess we both were a little stunned. About how quickly this all came undone. And I tell you, I'm not gonna lie to you. Davenport, Iowa. Oh, 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 that's my home. I get there, I don't care, as long as I won't be alone, alone, alone. First thing I'm gonna ask, is if anybody will have me back. And this is the last time I'll say goodbye. 'Cause I'm going back home. Oh, I'm going back home. Yeah, I'm going back home. Home to Davenport, Iowa. Davenport, Iowa. Oh, Davenport, Iowa. Oh, yeah, I'm packing my bag. Thanks, everybody. I never thought I'd get teared up talking about Davenport, Iowa, but I guess to requote myself, I guess I was wrong.
I'm pretty sure you're never going to be alone in Davenport, Iowa, Doug.
Yeah, or Iowa City, Iowa. Well, there's a lot more cousins down there, too, so I got it made. And siblings. I have to say hi to my sisters. I love you both. All right, so enough of these dang slow songs. We're going to pick things up a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, we can, and that's what we do. We're here to please. We're here to talk about, you know, like we usually talk about, Paul Krugman, the New York Times, and economic theory. Yeah, thank you, Seth. That was not even a rim shot joke. No, this is a song of ours. This is also off our last EP. This is called New Job.
I got a new job. Yeah, and I'm qualified. It's accounting. All the tears I cried after all, the tears I cried for you. This new job's the only thing I can do. I got a new job. Yeah, and I'm qualified. It's accounting. All the tears I cried after all. Tears I cried for you. This new job's the only thing I can do. Well, I may not get rich, but I gotta do something, or my heart's gonna quit. I gotta do something since you went away, and this new job is everything but pay. I got a new job, yeah, and I'm qualified, it's accounting. All the tears I cried after all, tears I cried for you. Job's the only thing I can do. All right. I get up before the sun, and when the moon is out, I'm not nearly done. I'm not nearly done, and I'll tell you why. I'm crying tears with no time. I got a new job, yeah, and I'm qualified, it's accounting. All the tears I cried after all, tears I cried for you. This new job's the only thing I can.
This new job's
the only thing I can.
This new job's
the only thing I can.
Thanks, everybody. So this next one, I've just been doing a little tour and talking about family members. I think I've stayed with, well, I've stayed with your brother, and I've stayed with your brother, and my parents, of course. You know, they have to fit in there somewhere. But, you know, so I was down in Memphis, and I don't know, you know, you hear a lot of things about Memphis, and they're all true. That place is wonderfully crazy great, and I was really happy. I had written this song before that, and... now every time I play, I'm just like, yeah, I had fun down there, says 4 o'clock in the morning, Doug. But it was a good time. So this is a new song of ours. It's called Meanwhile in Memphis.
The sun may be shining. The air might smell like spring. But right now I'm being lying. That meant anything. Staring out my window, wondering what went wrong. Meanwhile in Memphis, your horse still gone. Do you believe in when I thought I'd know? And this truth hard to believe in, even though I watched you go. And I try, I don't know why, to keep on holding on.
Meanwhile in Memphis,
your heart's still gone. Meanwhile Memphis is a cold, lonely place. Yeah.
my things together, so I guess I can say that I'm doing better than I was just yesterday. But still I wake up crying and wait up for the dawn. Meanwhile in Memphis, meanwhile in Memphis, meanwhile in Memphis. Yo ho, yo ho, yo ho, still gone.
Hey, thanks everybody, thanks.
Can I tell you something about my friends? Can I tell you something about my friends? They picked me up when I wanted to give in. Can I tell you something about my friends? Well, I was down. I was down. Lord, I was laid out on the floor. But guess what? It held me up. Got me going right on through that door. Can I tell you something about my friends? Can I tell you something about my friends? They picked me up when I wanted to give in. Can I tell you something about my friends? Can I tell you something about my friends? Can I tell you something about my friends? They helped me out when I wanted to give in. Can I tell you something about my friends? Can I tell you something about my friends? Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something about my friends?
Thank you. Thanks.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Doug Collins and The Receptionist are guests on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. Find out more about his music, his touring, DougCollinsMusic.com. You can find out more about Java Blend by going to iowapublicradio.org. Perhaps you're driving around right now listening to this. Perhaps you're in your kitchen. Perhaps you're in your workshop. Wherever you are, you can always go to iowapublicradio.org to download Java Blend. That's right. This entire hour is downloadable. In stereo, Charlie, by the way.
Good. What, he's like this big audiophile all of a sudden?
He didn't want it in mono, that's for sure.
Wanted to jump in here for the first time on our stage. Doug Collins, Iowa native, rocking us with a somewhat Buddy Holly look.
Oh, yeah. He is the patron saint for us bespeckled singer-songwriters, so yes.
He's been away. Actually, he still is away. He lives in the Twin Cities. But his heart, of course.
He's always here. Always.
Yeah, always in
Thanks
his heart.
The operation.
He brought along his receptionists in name Kevin Cleaver, Charlie Varley, Billy Dankert. And they're doing a wonderful job of entertaining us with a lot of music. Doug Collins, a man of many talents, published and produced playwright, I see here as well. And also a receptionist, which is a solid job.
Yeah, that's the one on top of the list, ladies and gentlemen.
at the University of Minnesota.
At the University of Minnesota. Sorry,
that's good.
It's different school. Same conference though, right? right? So we can be, I don't...
Yeah.
Right, it's okay.
Yeah.
My heart is in Iowa, you know. Yeah, but at the University
When you tell Minnesota or Iowa jokes, who is the butt of the joke? Because you live in Minnesota, but you're
anyone who, it's so weird. Minnesota people will tell all these, like, oh, here's an Iowa joke, blah, blah, blah. And every Iowan I've ever talked to is just like, who cares?
Right. We're sensible people.
Right, exactly. Like I said, that's why I love our state motto. It's our liberties we prize and our rights we maintain. Just like, yeah, the rights are fine. They'll be good. So it's just like, how Midwestern of us is that?
Speaking of sensible, you wrote a song that was a finalist for the best songwriting as judged by the Minneapolis Star Tribune recently.
Yes, yes. And it was...
titled?
Lesbian Wedding.
Lesbian Wedding. We're going to hear that now?
Yes. Yes, just, we are.
Did you, when you wrote that, think about you're a guy band? You have four guys in your band. Were you hoping this would help you get...
Well, I think all four of us have a little more in common with lesbians than we'd like to admit. But
I thought maybe you were hoping that making a song like this would get you booked at more weddings.
Oh, no. The thing is, it's weird. You know, songwriters will say, like, oh, I wake up in the morning and, you know, I had this song in my head, which I always think, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I'm always just like, I'm late. So that never happens. But I woke up one time and I had this line in my head, and it was regarding my other sister who's not here. Hi, Jen. And she had met her then boyfriend at a lesbian wedding, and I had the first line, my sister went to a lesbian wedding, I'm with the man she's still with today. And I'm just like, well, what am I going to do with this? So I just had to work it out, and it's really just a song about, you know, love. And it's about a way to go home state getting, lesbian weddings legal way before my state did. So, my adopted state. So, once again, go Hawks.
Doug Collins and the Receptionist. Here we go with that little love song.
I can't make it.
It's great to see your gene pool in action out here, Doug. You all share a very common enthusiasm.
I was going to say matinee star good looks. Is that what this was that the word you were looking for here?
Yeah, that was it's right.
That
the,
was number
yeah.
two. I know. All right, yeah. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. I got this little bit of hurt. Oh, I'm feeling bad. But since you've been gone, baby, this is all that I have. Oh, my heart, it hurts and more. I've been walking up and down this lonely floor. This little bit of hurt, 'cause it's all I got from before.
Enjoying original music by Doug Collins and the receptionist this hour on Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One, a live performance at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, where you can find us most Fridays of the year, recording Java Blend artists. Find out more about Java Blend by going to iowapublicradio.org. You can find out about our live events. Look up Java Blend, live events, broadcasts, and podcasts. Yes, you can... download this music, and Doug Foolery, as we invented
right.
that name.
It's in stereo.
In stereo.
Everyone listen to Charlie when it comes to audio.
Time for a couple more tunes. You took a long break from music, Doug Collins, and went back to it. How is Doug 2.0 different than Doug 1.0 after an absence from music?
Okay, loaded question. Great.
I put it in technical terms for Charlie.
Yeah, you can tell.
Right. He's our audio expert.
And of course, what did he do? He laughed. So, friendship.
Doug 2.0 is much more well-dressed.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
That's true.
He was
in
rags before, and now he's...
Right. I had a barrel that just had the two straps on it, and said hawks or bust on it, so... No, I mean, it's totally different. The older you get, the, things that you don't... when you're young, you're playing music, you just play it. There's an enthusiasm, natural enthusiasm. Yeah. And the older that you get, things take on such more meaning and depth, I think. And, there's certain things that I would never have thought when I was, 25, just 2 years ago, that that I would still be... Yeah, I'm doing it now, and I'm having more fun. And I think I speak for all of us. Am I speaking for all of us? Why are you nodding your head, Billy? Okay, yeah, go, yeah he is. I'm
definitely.
What about the songwriting? How has that changed over the years?
It's totally different because I've learned just like to cut away everything that isn't true. Because before it would just be like, oh yeah, I'm going to write a song about, and it would just be like, it sounds like it should be a good song, but it never happened to me, and it would be like kind of vapid.
Okay.
Still great, but vapid. And and the older you get, then it's just like, you know, I remember playing the song that we're going to do next at Charlie one time, and he was just like, I should really learn how to play that. And that's when I was just like, well, I might be onto something here. Because he would not say that just to be nice. He's a good friend.
We mentioned earlier you're a published and a produced playwright.
Right.
So Doug Collins has an idea. How do you know if it goes in the play brain bin or the song brain bin?
It's mostly been song brain bin lately because it's just... You'll hear something, and then if it sticks, then you try and think like, well, maybe I can build from this. And then, like, I was doing a lot of driving recently, so I was just like, oh, I got some great ideas for songs. And then I recorded all of them, and I'm not looking forward to listening to them, because it's all probably going to be speed limit 55. I could write a song about that.
And the rest of us can't act, so we're really pushing the songs rather than the plays.
Sounds like another song, Doug. I'd make it a song. Jim Davies is our on-site sound engineer. Phil Moss, our technical producer, assistance for Java Blend provided by Derek Kellison and Mitch McAndrew. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in again next time at this next week at this time, and download those podcasts. We want to thank Doug Collins and the receptionists, Doug and Kevin Cleaver, Charlie Varley, Billy Dankard. You've been wonderful. We'd love to have you back again. Let's thank Doug Collins and the receptionist and have him send us out.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to do this more often because more people clap.
My shirt and that dirty old tie. I'm getting ready. I think you know why. Hand me my pants and those broken down shoes. I'm going where there's no more blues. I'm tired of the way you look. I walk in the room. Hand me my vest, 'cause I'm going to impress someone who knows. But there's no more blue. What you doing to me? I'm standing here all worn through. Hand me my keys, 'cause I'm gonna leave. I'm going where there's no more blues. Yes, I'm going where there's no more blues.
Thanks, everybody. We have had a fabulous time here at the Java House. Thank you so much for coming. Thanks to my family, my friends, the state of Iowa. I don't know, a lot of other stuff. The wonderful band, the receptionist, Kevin Cleaver on guitar. Billy Dankard on drums. The pin-up model, Charlie Varley on bass, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much, and we'll see you around soon. Yesterday.
can you do when those melancholy days, they just follow you? What'll happen if it all comes true? What will you do? What will you do? You sleep away. Everybody at the concert, the receptionist, and we love you!